Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You want to see Loco?
It is a rainy Monday. I am surrounded by former Florida Gators.
We're giving out passes today.
And they're all giggling.
We're giving out passes today.
Oh, they're so giggly.
We're giving out passes. I'm letting y'all come to our side if you want to. One day only deal.
Look how giggly they are. Crowder and a whole bunch of ex-teammates. Crowder's wearing his Gators shirt. And look, we got a lot of stuff to cover today. Now, do you want to talk about the Hurricanes, Adam Gase, or the Tua Bowl that comes up on Sunday at Hard Rock Stadium? What would be your preferred talking point?
I'll give it to you today. I don't know if you want to talk about that at Hard Rock Stadium on Saturday. So whatever you want to talk about, I'm down. But I'm giving out passes today. If you bring me a shirt, a Gator shirt, buy yourself one, I will let you convert. This is a conversion day for Canes fans if you'd like it. I'm going to give you that pass.
Ain't no Canes fan at that spot.
Oh, I don't
I'm
know
telling
now.
You right
I don't,
now.
Don't speak for the listeners
I'm
now.
Telling I'm telling you
I'm,
right
I might
now.
I give you a conversion.
Ain't no Canes fan at that spot right now. All right, we're at Twin Peaks in Davie as we are every Monday. It's a Man Cave Monday, rainy day. You know what? You head out of the office a little bit early, head on over to Twin Peaks. We're on University Drive in Davie. Great food, great drinks, and we're going to have some compelling talk over the next 4 hours. This hour brought to you by Toyota of Hollywood. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Very difficult for a lot of Hurricanes fans to stomach what happened on Saturday.
I'm not even a Hurricanes fan. I was tough for me.
I will tell you this, and I firmly believe this. Manny Diaz, I don't understand what goes on social media and with some pundits with, you know, this is fireable. And, look, I think that's silly talk. Silly talk.
Yeah.
Someone explained to me what Manny Diaz had to do with the offensive line that's protecting his quarterback. I mean, he was the defensive coordinator. He wasn't recruiting O-linemen. And when he took over the head coaching job, like, the O-linemen were there. So, I you know, there's some areas where you got to give a little context as well. Look, I understand. The defense is supposed to be a vaunted defense.
Yes.
So you can't – I mean, we saw, I think, a couple games ago, a 4th-and-17 that got converted.
Yeah,
like, So I'm not here to tell you that you can't criticize Manny Diaz, because you can and you should.
But Manny almost – not almost. He did tell us we could criticize him, because today with Joe and Zach, he said, I'm going to be involved
right.
more with the defense.
Right. And that's great.
Yes.
Like I'm saying, there's parts where you could look at it and go, yeah, what exactly – is going on there defensively. But when the quarterback doesn't have any time, I mean, when the defensive line is collapsing on him the moment he takes the snap, like, there's a couple things where Manny Diaz just didn't have anything to do with it, and he's inheriting something. And so you've got to give him a little bit of time to kind of figure things out and put his head coaching stamp on things.
Hawk, and I say it, and it's a saying I always bring up, and people come up and say to me a lot, but in football – the simplest way to put it is there's X's and O's, and if people don't understand this phrase, I say X's and O's and Jimmy's and Joe's. X's and O's is the coaches not putting their players in position to make plays. Jimmy's and Joe's are that you line up and you tell your guy to cover this guy and he's not capable. You line up, and this is the bigger issue, you tell that guy to block this guy and that guy is not physically capable to block the other guy on the opposite team. And I think it was more of a Jimmy and Joe game. Virginia Tech's not that good, so that kind of tells you where your Jimmys and where your Joes are compared to the rest of the nation.
Yeah, no, I think that game was a wake-up call for a lot of Hurricanes fans. You know, if I kind of look back on the season, the Florida game, they were in it. And you felt like they had a chance to win. And then UNC, you expected to win that game. You didn't, but you kind of made rationalizations as to why it didn't happen.
It was so easy to blame it on Bubba Baxa in that game. And honestly,
and I'm getting to him.
Saturday, are you going to wait to get to him?
I think it's
a bigger issue
I'm
than what you're doing.
And then they come out and they blow Bethune-Cookman out of the water. Yeah. Well, they should. I mean, you want to talk about Jimmys and Joes. Then they have troubles against Central Michigan. And so now when you start to put context behind the entire season, and then they go out and they lose to Virginia Tech, albeit a great comeback there at the end, you start to put it together and go, yeah, this is not anything that you thought they might be. They're just not a good team yet, and it really takes a lot of luster off this Friday's game. You mentioned Bubba Baxa. I firmly believe if he makes that extra point and they are up by a point, the game is different. You are riding a high. There is a momentum, and I know a lot of people like to argue, oh, momentum doesn't exist. You are riding a high. Like, that place was deflated when he missed that extra point. Yep. And you also understood why Manny Diaz went for two on the touchdown before it when it seemed mathematically irresponsible to go for two. You got a good reason why. But, man, had they had a one-point lead with a few minutes to play and feeling this unbelievable comeback, right? Because they were down 28-0 at one point.
Yes.
Like, I mean, you really would have been, to me, hard-pressed to figure out a way not to become, you know, just stingy on D. And I think that sucked some of the life out of them, and you have to point the finger at Bubba Baxa.
The best player on your team is DJ Dallas. Yep. I hope everybody figured that out, and that's why he went for two. And in the two-point play,
And he willed that ball across that goal line.
You snapped it to him and let him go crazy because he's the best player on the team to get 2 points. One of the worst players on your team is your extra point and your field goal kicker. He's struggling. I don't know how you're going to figure it out. The yips or whatever. What's the word?
Yips.
The yips. I don't think it's yips. I think it's just him. But for him to miss that one, and I agree 100% with you, he makes that extra point. You're up by one. There's no chance they go down there and get that touchdown because the deflating manner of knowing that you just missed the game-winning extra point,
yep,
that kills your team.
It kills you mentally,
really,
emotionally.
Does.
And I understand. Look, I'm sure we'll start getting texts here. You know, oh, that doesn't mean you stop playing defense or whatever. Look, there is an emotional high that comes with first the touchdown before calling the two-point conversion,
yep,
then converting on it, then coming back and scoring another touchdown, and now you're going to take the lead, and it's going to be one of these epic comebacks, and all of that is taken away with a missed extra point. And, yeah, that becomes disheartening, and I think you saw it on that drive.
We talked about, we asked DBJ, we're having him on this week, we asked Joe Z, we've asked about Bubba Baxa a number of times. Are y'all ready to try to find, I don't even know how they do it, somebody to kick through the Big H?
That's the big problem, right? In college, like,
yeah,
it's not like going to the waiver wire.
You can't do
like,
it.
And Manny Diaz, you know, he gave him a vote of confidence before that game, and everybody's saying the same thing. Oh, no, he's hitting him in practice. And, yeah, like, you can't have a kicker that's doing that. I'm sorry. Like, that's the reality. And you know, I know people go, oh, how can you criticize young athletes, blah, blah, blah. Look, that guy's on that team to do one thing,
oh,
and it's to kick field goals and extra points.
If you're new to listening to this show, I don't give a damn if you're 14 or
right,
44. I'm going to tell you suck or you're good, and Bubba Baxa is not a good kicker.
I said for his own safety, they got to find a new kicker.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, honestly, like,
he's going to get jumped at the Rascaler.
The Rascaler.
He better not go eat lunch.
I like the Rascaler, but yeah, the Rascaler.
That Rascaler, he needs to make, man, oodles and noodles.
I mean,
he needs to get cups of soup to cook in his dorm room,
I mean,
man.
We're talking about an extra point. Like, that's automatic.
Do you understand you can kick an extra point?
Well, they may need me. I don't know if I have any eligibility left, but they may need me.
I would love to see you in a football uniform. Oh, my.
You see what
goodness.
I'm eating here at Twin Peaks?
Asparagus beers.
I am eating asparagus beers and steamed broccoli because I am exploding with junk food. I can't take it anymore. So I'm on water because she knows I come in here and I always say, do you have Coke Zero? And she always goes, no, you know, we have Diet Coke. And I am drinking water. I am eating steamed broccoli and asparagus spears.
That's what the Canes did to you?
And no.
Bubba Baxter put you on a diet?
I want to try to get my eligibility in here. Oh, I'm going to eat a broccoli. I want to improve my kicking game.
He's eating a broccoli spear.
I'm eating a broccoli.
The florets are always better than the spears, though. Got to get that tight. You gotta get the bushy part up.
A little broccoli floret. Delicious. I'm getting my kicking game going.
That is the worst thing to have to be concerned with is the kicker. And for you not to have – for y'all not to have a backup, not to have a backup plan.
And, look, it's not just this game. It's the Florida game.
Yes.
It's the UNC game. Like, this is a running problem. This isn't a one-time thing with Bubba Baxa. This is a running problem, a major problem for the entire season, and it's got to get corrected.
Do y'all look at it? And I know there's so much more that can happen, but in that Florida game, there was an early field goal miss. That would have changed what Florida did late in the game and what UM did late in the game. In the UNC game, early kicks missed. That would have changed the approach to the game, and we saw what happened in the Virginia Tech game. There's a chance with a good kicker that you're 4-1.
I don't disagree with that. I really don't, and I don't want to put over importance on the kicking game, but I don't think that you can overstate how it changes a game when you have a lead versus a tie or playing from a deficit.
Yes.
Or how it changes a game or even a defense. You could probably speak to this. If you know they've got a kicker that can kick field goals versus a kicker where you know they're not going to risk field goals and it's a third and long or whatever the situation may be, you might know it's four down territory instead of, hey, we got to stop them here. Like, there's all kinds of game changes that take place when the kicker's not performing well. So.
And defensively, I would know playing the Canes. If I was at Florida playing the Canes, most of the time when they get inside the 30, you're scared. Oh, this is field goal range. Yeah, let's stop them. Let's be aggressive. Let's go blitz. Let's do something big because we have to knock them out of field goal range. With the Canes, I honestly, I'm going to speak for Virginia Tech. I'm going to speak for the Gators, which I can. I'm going to speak for the – we're not worried about the kicker. Y'all got to get inside the 10. Never mind, you can't hit extra points. We know that the kicker can't kick the ball through the big H. That makes us feel so much more confident in playing any defense we want, anything we want to do. And if you miss one early in the first quarter, now we know that you are offset. Your mind is different for the rest of the game. Let's go out here and play ball. Let's rush more. Let's put a heavier rush on every kick we make. I'm telling you, for the opposing team to know that the kicker is psychologically and physically struggling, it gives you a boost. It's crazy to say, but any edge you can get, you want. And anybody playing UM right now has an edge because they know that Bubba Baxa will miss a chip shot any time in the game.
We got a lot to get to when it comes to the Hurricanes. Also, I'm seeing breaking news. Adam Gase, he's having his press conference right now.
What the hell is he going to say?
He said on Sam Darnold, quote, if he gets cleared, he'll start versus the Cowboys. So there you go. Adam Gase is full steam ahead.
Who's calling the plays?
Whatever the hell he is doing.
Who's calling the plays?
He's doing Sudoku on offense and defense now. Dude's playing Sudoku all game long. All right, let's quickly get headlines with Alejandro Solana before we move on this Man Cave Monday.
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com sports station.
We have a very special guest coming up in the next segment. I want to make sure that we have time for it. So go ahead, Solana.
I'm thrilled for next segment. Guys, I know Crowder just mentioned it, but Manny Diaz was on with Joe Rose earlier this morning. Here is Manny Diaz after he had already spoken about the missed field goal by Bubba and obviously the early interceptions by Jaren Williams. Here he is talking about how he's going to start helping out with the defense a little more.
What is completely unacceptable has been the play of our defense. Even the way that we righted the ship on offense, we gave ourselves a chance to win, but to play defense the way we were, to not be able to make a stop in any of those sudden chain situations, like you said, that's been the part that's been, you know, really even in going back to the North Carolina game, the two ACC games that we've played, that's been the most disappointing part to me. And that's, you know, I made some changes yesterday. I'm going to change my role in coaching the defense. The players were made aware of that yesterday. I'm not going to get into any details of exactly what that means. That's going to be an internal thing for the rest of the week and going forward. But my role in terms of, you know, my connection with the defense is going to change here going forward.
He's not going to play Sudoku anymore.
He doesn't want to tell you the details.
So
you don't trust your DCs, Blake, your co-DCs.
Blake Baker, DC, according to Kane Sport, I'm just seeing on Twitter, Blake Baker says he's, quote, really excited to have Diaz take on a bigger role with the D. Yeah.
I'll tell you so much. what they're doing is putting a very – and I saw it throughout the game. We had money on it, so I have to watch it.
And all we needed Miami to do was win. We weren't even giving 14 points.
We just needed what? Al Davis. Just win, baby.
Just
we
win,
didn't
baby.
Need points. They're putting their very questionable defensive backs in one-on-one situations way too much. They have to leave people back. Like, aggressive defense is good when you can be aggressive. You have to understand when you can be aggressive and not be aggressive. They were aggressive against Virginia Tech and got burned every single time they blitzed. Everybody saw it. Y'all saw it. Y'all watched the game. Yes, I want Manning to go out there and run some more combo coverages. I personally could help this defense be better. I know Manny could do a better job.
What else you got, Solana?
The XFL is set to hold their inaugural draft on October 15th and 16th, so about a week away from today. 8 teams will select 71 players each.
That's why you're eating asparagus and
I'm
rocks.
Getting my,
get
my
yourself,
XFL
right?
shape in gear. You know I love a new league. The only thing I love more than a new league is being part of the new league.
What you trying out for?
Who'd I ask? Who'd I have on here?
It was the Gridiron League.
Oh, National Gridiron League. What was I trying to turn into? A fullback, maybe?
That's what I was going to say. I didn't know what position you're going out for now. Fullback?
Yeah, I watched that Patrick Laird. I said, you know what? You know what? If Laird can do it, I can do it.
Hawkman on the 8-yard carry.
Anything else, Solana?
And he died.
Yeah, guys. Tomorrow night, the Heat host the Spurs in their first preseason game of the year. That game, of course, will be at the American Airlines Arena. This Sunday, what are we calling it? The Tank Bowl, the Tua Bowl, when the Redskins come to town, and of course, earlier this morning, they fired their head coach, Jay Gruden.
Yeah, I mean, wow, is this shaping up to be, if they lose, one of the worst losses in the history of the Dolphins franchise? I'm not saying it's a bad thing. I'm just telling you that to have an 0-5 team coming in who just fired their head coach to come into your stadium as a favorite, as the favorite,
yes.
It is shaping up to be one of the most epically bad losses in Miami Dolphins franchise history. And again, not saying that that's a bad thing.
I was going to say it all makes sense, but I do believe people are calling on Twitter the Dan Campbell effect. When you get that new coach, that new energy.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm excited to see that the Redskins players are going to have a new coach and have that little juice to come out here and make sure the Dolphins.
It's Bill Callahan, though, right? Isn't he boring?
Yeah. Hell, he's boring, but you know what? He's going to call the perfect call. He's going to play the perfect game.
He's going to show you that all season long, if it just wasn't Jay Gruden, they'd have been a contender.
That's what he has to prove in his mind.
It did happen with Dan Campbell. You're right.
You think Callahan's worried about Tua, or he's worried about showing that he could
right.
be a head coach?
Yep. No.
And it's working out perfect for us.
Anything else, Solana?
Yeah, guys, of course, tonight, Monday Night Football, the undefeated San Francisco 49ers host the Browns. Right now, the Niners, 4.5-point favorites. And finally, guys, here is Mark Hawkman selling himself to the Gridiron Football League.
I'm 49. I'm going to be 50 in November. I'm balding. I'm very out of shape. I ate a big bucket load of chili for lunch yesterday. And I've never played football in my life. Could you turn me into a fullback? That's actually on the you know, like the XFL draft board. You know, all the teams, they do their research on potential draft picks. So that's what's floating around there for me. Because you want to know that a guy can handle himself in the media. Obviously, I can.
Oh.
And I think I have a pretty good grasp on who I am as well. I'm not going out there trying to be Superman.
Late second, early third?
Late second, early third. I got to see who else is eligible for the XFL draft. I know they're not eating broccoli and asparagus right now. There's one guy taking it seriously.
My man.
The rest of the world isn't. All
what's
right, then it does, Solana.
What's going to be? He hate me? We got to think of you a nickname before the show.
I'll tell you what it is. I hate me.
That's why you treated your body that way?
I hate me. All right, is that it, Solana?
Yeah, that's it.
In the next segment, we do 15 minutes of heat, and we'll do plenty of Hurricanes talk today. Last week, Jason Jackson was supposed to come in studio and join us on Wednesday. And Alejandro Solano got all excited. He's a big Heat fan, big Jax fan.
Bought an ascot.
Rented an ascot for $26 for one night. So he dressed in his ascot, and he wore a sport coat, and Jax blew us off. He didn't show up. And so Jax sent me a text last night apologizing and asking if he could make things right. So he's going to join us on the phone in the next segment, and we'll make him feel bad. And we'll talk to him about his Jax Family Foundation event, the Dwayne Wade Roast that's coming up, and we'll get some insight about the scrimmage last night that was at the American Airlines Arena. So a lot to get to, 15 minutes of Heat. Let me talk about All American Roofing first. You know, you turn on the news, very rainy today. Weather is a big part of the news down here, right? So it's very rainy today. And when it's raining, I know a lot of people start to think, oh, goodness, I don't want to go home and see a leak in the house. Or I've been noticing that there was some discoloration in the ceiling before, and all this rain is going to cause a leak. Look, if you have roof problems or you think you are headed towards roof problems, you've got to think about my friends at All American Roofing. Do not take a chance on your roof. All American Roofing is the way to go. They've been in service for almost 30 years. They've got a team of licensed and insured roofing contractors, and they're always available to provide the best in customer service. They've got emergency services available 7 days a week. They're always there to help. Whether you need a brand new roof or just a repair, estimates are always free. And they use Y-Green financing if you need home improvement financing. Y-Green makes it easy and affordable to finance the home improvements you want, providing increased security, savings, and comfort for you and your family. Your home, it is quite likely your most precious investment, so Y-Green takes a more personal and inclusive approach to home improvements financing for energy efficiency upgrades and climate resiliency. Call All American Roofing before it's too late. 954-772-ROOF. That's 954-772-ROOF. Or check them out online at allamericanroof.com. Jason Jackson, The Jax Show, next on 15 Minutes of Heat on Hockman and Crowder. I'm 49. I'm going to be 50 in November. I'm balding. I'm very out of shape. I ate a big bucket load of chili for lunch yesterday. And I've never played football in my life. Could you turn me into a fullback? We are live at Twin Peaks in Davie. Man Cave Monday. One of the few, well, really the only Monday so far during football season that we haven't been talking about a Dolphins loss. Got that Hurricanes loss, but we don't have a Dolphins loss to talk about.
Good job, Finns.
Anyway, it's time for 15 minutes of Heat. We're going to go out to the Orion Fuels and Downstairs Convenience Stores guest line, where they are truly steps beyond convenience. And we're going to do something a little special today. Jason Jackson has been hosting your Heat games on TV for 15 years now. Everybody loves Jax on Fox Sports Sun. And I think this man will have a statue outside the arena one day, or they will hoist a giant ascot to the rafters.
UD, Wade,
Riley,
and Jax.
That's right, man. That's right. And so here's what happened. So On Wednesday last week, we made a big deal of Jason Jackson coming in studio.
Yeah.
We opened the show talking about when Jax is on the phone, it's great. When he's in studio, look out. 4 o'clock, and our producer, Alejandro Solana, went out, rented. Is Jax on the phone? Bring Jax on the phone. Are you there, Jax?
Yeah, you know I am.
All right.
I've assumed the position.
Yeah, assume the position. Do you know the lengths that Alejandro Solana went to get an ascot just to impress you?
The mere fact that he started our conversation when he got me on the phone is, do you understand how disappointed I was? I think it was an indication of his level of disappointment. My only response to him was, get in line.
Yeah.
I seem to be capable of disappointing many people.
He had texted me and Crowder the night before Tuesday night. Hey, either of you guys own an ascot? And I was like, oh, that's cute because Jax is coming in tomorrow and he wants an ascot. Sure. And we say no and we don't, whatever. He spends the next morning calling all over South Florida. Cannot find anywhere to get an ascot. Finally finds a tuxedo rental place that only sells them for $90. He talks them into renting it for 8 hours for $26. So he spent $26. He had to pick it up right before the show started, and then he had to drop it off right after the show ended. And he was $26.
Neck sweat. Neck sweat all over.
And he didn't even wear it properly.
I was just going to say, we got to send him a picture because I'm sure Jax is not going to appreciate the way he wore it.
No. I saw it on Twitter. It was special.
What did he do wrong, Jax? Give him a little ascot one-on-one.
What did he do wrong? Everything. That's what he did wrong. The ascot dynamic, first of all, I've never purchased one in South Florida. And now he knows why, because they're hard to find. I've been online. I've been in Chicago, New York. There's a cool little place in Virginia on the roadside. I was traveling one day and saw it. So that's the challenge there. Then the next layer is when you learn how to tie a new knot for anything, bow tie, ascot, regular tie, just use YouTube. It's very simple. It's like looking in a mirror so you don't jack it up. So there you go. That's how I do it.
Do you feel okay now, Solana, that Jax has come on apologetically?
I'll be at 41 Heat games this year, Jax, section 115. Come find me.
There you go. Make him feel important, Jax. Make him feel important for one game and all will be forgotten.
Yeah watch your tone. Watch your tone.
Yes, sir. Yes,
sir. Flag is back.
Yes, sir.
Only go so far now.
Yes, sir, Mr. Jackson. Yes, sir.
So Jax's desire to give back to the community led him to establish the Jax Family Foundation, Jax Fam Foundation, in 2016. And for those that don't know, the purpose of his foundation is to aid organizations and individuals focused on improving the social, educational, and health standards of South Florida's children and families. And he's been doing a roast for 3 years now. And this year's Jax Celebrity Roast is Saturday at One Hotel on South Beach. And the victim this year is Dwayne Wade. Jimmy Butler will be there. Did I see today, Jax, that Udonis Haslem is going to roast?
It is official. The captain will play the role of Channing Crowder from 2 years ago. With inside locker room bombs being dropped. Channing was Mr. Napalm. We should have just got you a jacket that said Napalm.
Jack, y'all told me everything was open now. You said no rules.
Yeah, no doubt. Absolutely. And you followed it to the team. Congratulations.
This was last year when Jason Taylor was the roastee. Yeah. Crowder went up there. He was wildly inappropriate. People left the proceedings. It's really – I think Jax has PTSD. Jason Taylor won't talk to him anymore.
Of all black people around the world for Channing's performance.
But Jack, I wanted to ask you because now you brought it up. Was there any strongly written emails? Because I did see some people get up and leave when I was on stage.
No, well, remember, that was right after dinner. And you were kind enough to hit lead off for me, and I will always appreciate that. And so you probably just had some people who had to take care of it. And then also I made the mistake, and I'll never do it again, of leaving an open bar in the room. And so people were still getting up and drinking all my free liquor while you were performing. I will simply say that you probably broke a LAN record for most N-bombs dropped in 20 minutes.
Richard Pryor and Dave Chappelle were offended from what I was told.
They were like, huh? I'm upset.
But Jax, I use it as a term of endearment, though. You know, so it's different ways to say it.
Do when we're only talking to other black people. Yes.
Oh, that's exactly where I've gotten it wrong.
What happened?
Yeah.
Anyway, if you want tickets for the Dwayne Wade roast, you can go to Jax.com. JackCelebrityRoast.com. That's J-A-X, of course. JackCelebrityRoast.com. It's 15 minutes of heat. Jason Jackson's with us. So tell us a little bit about how you got D-Wade to agree to do this.
I believe you. What you do is you genuflex and you wear out your knees. I believe is how that works. I went to him right off the beginning, back in 2016, and said, like, I projected it out. I said, listen, whenever we get to the third one of these, that has to be you. The third roast has to be number three. And at that time, he said, I'm not going to do it now, but when I retire, you know, double back, and I'll do it. And as soon as he announced his retirement, I was all over his people. Then we had to, you know, do the formal ask in January. By April, I think I finally got the approval, and I'm pretty sure he has hated saying yes ever since. I'm pretty sure that's the feeling he's dealing with, because when Jimmy Butler, Udonis Haslam, South Florida-based comedian Razor Raymond Davis, and Channing, I'll tell you, that cat is hilarious.
Yes.
And then the assassin, the man who returns for his third straight, Jack Celebrity Roast, comedian Chris Spencer out of Los Angeles. I'm telling you, the man stretches before he gets to the microphone. He is literally the Jeff Ross of Jack Celebrity Roast. It is for roast fans, they know. For everybody else, it's like, what? Who's that? Anyway, it's going to be a tough one. It's going to be a tough one. But as we do every year, we cut an awesome check that then, you know, kind of it's like a salve on the wounds of your personal character and life experiences as you walk out the room. And as a matter of fact, we came up with a big old Jack Celebrity Roast trophy that we are handing out to Dwayne, and also retro giving to Jason Taylor and to DJ Irie from the previous two. And so he'll feel great. Lift it over your head, Dwayne. You're going to feel special.
And, yeah, Chris Spencer, he ended up, because he'll get on. He got on me. When it was his turn, he got on me. So this man is funny. He hurt my feelings a little bit. Don't tell him, Jax, because we talked afterwards. Don't tell him.
Oh, come on. I'm not going to tell him a thing. Remember, he got me on it. It looked like I got kicked out of the Nation of Islam for eating all the bean pies.
funny. But who was it?
DJ opening joke.
DJ Irie was number one. Jason Taylor was number two. Wade was number three. Mm-hmm. You got a fleet of them, Jax. Was there any no's in there? Was anybody supposed to be over Irie or JT or Wade? Was there any no's amongst these top three?
Plenty. There were so many no's that there need not be a discussion about individuals who I still work with. Hello. So with that being said.
Obviously, Will Manzo.
There are some people who are not in the mood to sit there for 90 minutes and get annihilated. Because in that little 20 minutes that you have to get everybody back, it's not the same, right? There's just no balance there in trying to get the crush on everybody else. But I'm glad we have the list we have. Every time I get to event week, I swear I'm never hosting another one again. And then when I'm, you know, tossing tequila back at the after party, I'm like, I can't wait till the next one, you know. So I'm going through the emotional ups and downs of hosting such a thing right now.
Well, again, it's the Jack Celebrity Roast Saturday. There's very few tickets left, so I would highly recommend, if you want to see D-Wade get roasted by Udonis, Jimmy Butler, Jason Jackson, and the rest, JackCelebrityRoast.com, J-A-X, CelebrityRoast.com. And, again, it all benefits the Jack's Fam Foundation, which is a very solid charitable organization, and it's always a night of fun. And Jax, I'd be remiss here during 15 minutes of heat if I didn't ask you how the scrimmage was last night and how Heat Nation has embraced Jimmy Butler.
I'll give you a wider view. I was insanely busy with chicanery during the scrimmage. So actually sitting down and breaking it down was difficult for me to do. But I was obviously up in West Palm all last week for practice and availability. And what I've noticed talking to everyone, there is this ease at which it's all transitioning. Like, it's really unique. When you think about, let's really break down all this change, right? You got change on Coach Bolster's staff with the departure of Eric Glass, who's going to Sioux Falls, and Coach Howard, who's off to Michigan, bring in a former Heat player and seasoned assistant coach Malik Allen. Then you've got the draft additions. You've got trade additions. You've got free agent additions. It is a great deal of change. And so the biggest thing that you worry about in that space, chemistry, cohesiveness, compatibility, none of that was an issue. None of it. I know they do a lot of work in the summer, and so maybe you.
Where'd Jax go? What happened, Solana?
Messed up.
No
Solana
idea. Let me
up.
See if I can. Goodness. If he's still there.
Did you lose me there, guys?
Yeah, we lost you.
Oh, I'm back, baby. Where was
there you
I?
Go.
I was
talking
preaching.
About the cohesiveness.
Yes. I'm over here talking to my kitchen counter, and it's not giving me anything back. anyway. the bottom line is that the chemistry and connection was pretty awesome. You know, obviously, with Coach Bolster, where's it all began? Defense. And so when you talk about a Jimmy Butler, Bam Adebayo, and Justice Winslow connection in some sort of five, I'm not sure that's going to be the first five or the final five, but you have that as your basis of defensive tenacity, you're already starting in a really good spot. So I know that that's point that drum's getting beaten again of being top five, top four defense. And then offense becomes fun. Then, you know, the fact that this team, you know, has some young guys can jump through the roof is going to be fun to watch. Obviously, the lobs with Bam and Derrick Jones Jr. will still be there. Do not sleep on the bounce that's available to you from Kentucky's own Tyler Hero. I'm trying not to fall in love. I'm really
I can't wait to see him in actual NBA action.
He's always kind of there's just a fluidness. He's never behind. He doesn't make a whole bunch of mistakes. He's not going to make every three, and you know he's not going to make necessarily every best decision. But from what we saw in the summertime when they gave him full control of the offense, full range to run the team offensively and get him all set. That stuff was mind-blowing. He's not necessarily going to have those responsibilities the majority of the time he's on the floor when things start off, but the fact that he has that a part of his game and his ability to float up and down the floor, like, you don't feel like I'm watching a guy that, you know, should be on a track, but mercy, he's always – that's the thing I'm noticing when he's playing. And so I'm really, really excited and looking forward to it, and I would be let's do the thing everybody wants to do, right? If health is on the side of the Miami Heat, there is nothing in their way to returning back to the second season.
Let's do this, man. He gets me excited. Jack's Celebrity Roast is Saturday. One Hotel, South Beach. D. Wade is the recipient of all the barbs. This is going to be one to remember. You can get your tickets right now or info. JaxCelebrityRoast.com. J-A-X. JaxCelebrityRoast.com. Next time in studio, Jason Jackson.
And I will bring meats and cheeses.
a charcuterie tray.
Charcuterie.
Charcuterie.
It's charcuterie.
But I don't know who the baddest looking man in there, though,
Jax. You're a classy dude, Jax. Can you tell him how to pronounce charcuterie tray?
Shaka Khan.
I like that better.
Uh-huh. You know Shaka Khan hates that song, by the way?
She does?
For you. Hates it.
Anybody
I believe
Jackson
it probably
know.
Sold the most. It probably sold the most records. I don't know if she should hate it that much.
Wow, I had no idea. Look at that little nugget he just dropped on us at the end there.
Jax is that dude.
Jax is that dude. Hey, good luck with the roast, Jax. We love you, man. The more you know. We love you, buddy. I think he said he loves us too, right?
He didn't say.
I think he did. Yeah,
Jax
cut out there.
Waste
did you,
up love
did
like
you
that.
Say you love us too, Jax?
He's gone,
oh,
guys.
Man, I'm
he's
pretty
gone.
Sure he said he Jax loves us too.
He's not gonna
he
waste
cut
the
out
love
there at
like
the
that.
End.
No,
yeah.
Man,
we
Jax
love him.
Kids.
He loves
he got a
us.
Wife.
It's the way it works, man. I'm pretty sure I heard that. Anyway, his roast Saturday night, JaxCelebrityRoast.com. There's your 15 minutes of heat. We're live at Twin Peaks in Davie. Going to be here till 6 o'clock. Having a lot of fun on a rainy Monday.
When it comes to tailgating, Publix always rises to the occasion. In this football season, Publix pulled out two amazing things I got to tell you about. First off, the public's ultimate tailgate party every single Dolphin home game between the south and southeast corner of Hard Rock Stadium. Learn how to really tailgate. We got games out there. We got the foosball. We got the Connect Four. We have the tire toss with the footballs. We have so much fun. We have a DJ. We have music. It is great, and the public's food is out there. That's amazing. The public's ultimate tailgate party, south and southeast corner of Hard Rock Stadium. You got to get over there to see how to really tailgate. And the second thing, which is awesome, is the new Miami Dolphin Pub Sub. This is a staple in my family's diet. Me and my wife and kids ate it, I think, Friday night. It is delicious. Stacked high with crispy chicken tenders, boar's head bacon, lettuce, tomatoes, cheddar cheese, and that tasty garlic parmesan sauce. It will set off. You've been eating deli sandwiches forever, but that Miami Dolphins Pub Sub is amazing. Be the queen or king of your tailgate with Publix, the official supermarket of the Miami Dolphins. You've been to the deli a bunch of times. You had all the cold cut sandwiches. You've been eating it for decades. The chicken wings, the fried chicken, the rotisserie chicken, the platters that feed dozens, the drinks, the ice, the beer, the chips, the sides, they are all delicious. Publix got it all for your tailgate and watch party needs. And busy moms, busy dads, I love to tell y'all about this because I'm a busy dad. Coach football, work 5 days a week, got to do the Dolphins pregame, got to do the Dolphins postgame, but I also want to enjoy a tailgate. I want to enjoy a watch party every now and again. Publix will deliver. Go to Publix.com. You can order your food, get it delivered so that you can run around with your kids on Saturday, spend time with your family, but also have all your wonderful dibbles and dabbles from Publix, your deli products from Publix, to have your tailgate party at Publix.com. Find all your tailgating needs at Publix, where shopping is a pleasure.
Take a quick break. Come back from Twin Peaks in Davie next on Hockman and Crowder.
You want to see Loco?
Back live, Twin Peaks in Davie, Loco Hour. This hour brought to you by Toyota of Hollywood. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Got a lot to cover with the Miami Hurricanes. In fact, in the 3 o'clock hour, John Michaels is going to join us. And John Michaels, ooh, as you know, radio host in Atlanta and nationwide on SB Nation Radio, but a giant Hurricanes fan, and he pulls no punches.
Oh, he's going to be hot today.
He pulls no punches. Quick reminder, those of us here at Entercom South Florida, the Miami Heat and the Miami Cancer Institute are continuing our partnership to find a cure for cancer. Coming up November 16th, it's our dribble drive against cancer. Our own Jonathan Zaslow leads the way as we have the dribble drive challenge that goes 13.8 miles from the Miami Cancer Institute in Kendall to the American Airlines Arena. There's the dribble drive from Vizcaya to the arena, and the dribble dash, which is around the perimeter of the arena. You can form teams now and donate at heathelpcure.org. I don't know exactly what the tenor is going to be today about the Miami Hurricanes and Manny Diaz and Bubba Baxa and the offensive line. I was a little impressed with Nicosi Perry, and when I say the tenor, I don't know from John Michaels, and we will open up the show to callers later on this afternoon and allow people to weigh in, because I know it's one of those games where you want to vent your frustrations, and I get it, man. I get it. That game Saturday robbed us of a great game this coming Friday. Not that it's still not important, but that victory was kind of needed to make this Friday super important in terms of winning the Coastal and going on to be in the ACC championship game and whatnot. So a very disappointing turn of events for Miami Hurricanes fans.
Not even the results, just how the game played out. I would say now, is the slow start starting to accumulate where you think it's a problem? Because now with Central Michigan, and then even back to North Carolina, even, you know what I'm saying, like the starts of these games, being down 28-0 against a terrible Virginia Tech team. Like, you saw, I was listening to Manny this morning with Joe and Zach, and you could tell he was upset by it, but the on-the-field play, the Jimmys and Joes of it, they were not performing. But just the slow starts, man, just the mistakes early, not anticipating that your O-line is struggling, so maybe have a plan B if your offensive game plan is not working with this O-line. Like, I do, and the players are, and I heard a lot on Twitter, where the coaches, players, people are arguing about which one you got to, which one's at fault, the coaches and players. I want to fault both of them because 28-0 early, that's on everybody's shoulders. You need to adjust. 7-0, 14-0, 21-0, 28-0. Like, you have to adjust from there.
I will tell you this, though. I thought it was right on. Manny Diaz, he gave a quick hook to Jaren Williams, took him out in the first quarter. I mean, wasn't accurate. He was throwing picks. And I thought that was somewhat impressive, right, where you just go, hey, I got to get him out of here. He doesn't have it today. I'm not going to stick with it. And then he went with Nikosi Perry, and I thought Nikosi Perry played pretty well. Like, I thought that adjustment at least was worthy. Like, I thought it was the right decision.
Yes.
I think sometimes quarterbacks stick with the wrong coaches stick with the wrong quarterback for too long.
And I think it should have been done a little earlier. He wasn't on, and he was making those bad mistakes, bad adjustments. But then even past that, the defense – like, sudden change. Like, it wasn't pick sixes, Hawk.
I know.
They got the ball on the 50, like, tighten up and make a play. A crazy amount of missed tackles and just missed assignments as well. Guys wide open. Like, if a guy – I always say it, Hawk, if you throw a 50-50 jump ball and the receiver goes up – I was in a game against Randy Moss where he had four touchdowns, and we were on him, but we weren't on him because it was Randy Moss. There were plays that weren't like that. They weren't 50-50s. Guys were wide open. Guys were just running free. That's what upset me watching that game, was the X's and O's not even being around the O's when you were an X. There was a lot of busted coverages in that game.
Somebody texts in, how did your gamblers do? We're going to get to that when we start the simulcast in the 3 o'clock hour. I'll let you know how our professional gamblers did this weekend.
Down in South Florida, it's tough to watch football right now. You know where you should watch it? Watch it at the world-famous Tootsie's Cabaret, voted best adult club in the entire country. I've been doing 15 years of research on Tootsie's, and I will tell you, all my research has come around to let you know that, yes, it is an amazing club and the best in the country. I traveled my entire career, but when I get back to South Florida, I always got to get me a couple hours at Tootsie's. 64, I almost cut it short, 64,000 square foot of adult fun and a 20,000 square foot restaurant and sports bar to watch all the football games, all the pay-per-view fights. They don't charge you anymore to come watch pay-per-view. Hundreds TVs on the wall, hundreds of TVs to match the 100-plus girls that are there every single day. No need to watch commercials, because when the commercial's on, just look on one of the wonderful stages and you'll see one of those beautiful women up there doing their thing. Tootsie's is open daily from noon to 6 a.m. Catch lunch there, and then you can go over there after work, after the night, whenever you want to, and have you a nightcap. And happy hour is what I want to tell y'all about every single day, noon to 8 p.m. Lunch spot for everybody out there. Go over there and get you a half-price drink. Not a two-for-one. You ain't going to force you to drink two drinks. Just half price. No cover. Walk in and enjoy yourself. The amazing food over at Tootsie's is awesome. That fried lobster is my favorite. People ask about it from California. All my buddies that used to play call and tell me about, hey, man, Tootsie's still got that fried lobster. I say the fried lobster's there. The wings, the calamari, the nachos, the pizza, the burgers, the cheesesteaks, all the sandwiches. Stop by before or after any game at Hard Rock Stadium. Any game, you have a ticket for at Hard Rock Stadium. Come before or after and check out the 150 of South Florida's most beautiful women. You get your ticket before or after the game, and you get in free with that ticket stub or that ticket before the game. It's just minutes away from Hard Rock Stadium. It is Tootsie's Cabaret. I love it. Been going there literally for 15 years. The best adult club in the entire country. For more details, go to tootsiescabaret.com. You'll probably see me over there.
We are endeavoring to take all the stations. Papa, the Hockman and Crowder simulcast is next.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.